Being in earshot of others had its imminent rewards in first century Judaism. So also it does in our 21st century church communities. Whether it's in church, or small group, or just at the table with friends and family, it can be easy to slide into impressing others as the driving motivation for our praying with others, whether it's our length, tone, topic, mood, or word choice, all carefully chosen to produce certain effects in our human hearers alone. It's a tough line to walk because we must pray with others, in church and in our homes and elsewhere, and public prayer should take into account that others are listening. It should have others in mind. But the danger lurks of sidelining God and shifting our focus to making ourselves look impressive. But closet prayer offers a test of authenticity for our public praying. As Tim Keller comments on Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 through 6, "The infallible test of spiritual integrity, Jesus says, is your private prayer life. Many people will pray when they are required by cultural or social expectations, or perhaps by the anxiety caused by troubling circumstances. Those with a genuinely lived relationship with God as Father, however, will inwardly want to pray, and therefore will pray even though nothing on the outside is pressing them to do so. They pursue it even during times of spiritual dryness, when there is no social or experiential payoff." Private prayer is an important test of whether we are real. Is He our true treasure? Or are we simply using prayer to appear godly and impress others? Are our prayers really directed toward a God who hears us and wants to do us good? Or is prayer a tool for our getting what we want from others? Private prayer cuts through the fog and confusion and helps to show that our relationship with God is authentic. Remedy for inadequacy. But private prayer is not just a test of our trueness, but also an ongoing remedy for our inadequacies and the lack of desire we often feel for God. Prayer, says John Piper, is not only the measure of our hearts, revealing what we really desire. It is also the indispensable remedy for our hearts when we do not desire God the way we ought. Private prayer shows who we really are spiritually and is essential in healing the many places we find ourselves broken, needy, lacking.